We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:45, quarter till 9. It is Wednesday morning, January 19th. I'm Tommy Tucker on WWL. Highs of 72 today, but then the cold weather moves in. And it's going to be cold for about 10 days. Windy, colder tomorrow. Highs of 48. Then Friday is going to be nasty. Highs of 39 with some precipitation around, maybe a wintry mix. The weekend, 46 and 49 for the highs, respectively. Cloudy on Saturday. And maybe a little bit of sunshine on Sunday. Right now, as we check the temperatures throughout the area, Metairie 59 degrees, 60 in Slidell, and here in Belchase it's 58. Boy, you know, you get a whole different perspective on crime, although it is very much in your wheelhouse and very much an important part of what you deal with day to day when it affects somebody you know or yourself. Karen Sanford joins us now, Vice President of the Upper Audubon Security District. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Tommy?
I'm well. Thanks for taking the time with
us. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you fine. Tell me about the Upper Audubon Security District, first of all, if you would, please.
The Upper Audubon Security District is actually a security tax district, which the neighborhood residents had to vote for us to collect money through the property tax, through the assessor's office. It's attached to our property taxes, but doesn't have anything to do with it. It's totally separate. And we use that money solely for 24-hour patrol in our neighborhood. So we have a guard on 24/7, and our boundaries are pretty small. We're from St. Charles to Magazine and from Broadway to Audubon Park.
So tell me what happened to your family.
Well, it was Saturday afternoon, a very quiet day, 4:15 in the afternoon. My daughter, son-in-law, and they have three boys. The oldest is 7 and the next one is 5. They had gone to a end-of-the-season baseball, you know, celebration. And so they have a third child who's like 19 months old. And so we kept him while they went off to their little event. And so they were coming home and coming to my house to pick up the baby. And she called me and she said, Mom, we're coming now. We're almost there. And Robert was all excited. His mom was coming. And so he's downstairs banging. And then maybe my husband and I were like, where are they? What are they doing? And it's taking them so long. And so anyway, the next thing we know, we could hear, he drives like a little Audi. I call it a sports car. I know that's not what I'm supposed to call it, but it's a smaller Audi, and it has a standard. It's a stick shift. And which not many people have, you know. Right. So anyway, you can hear the car when he drives in the driveway. It was very loud because he came zooming up and he went, vroom. And my husband said, oh, Lord, what's with Will? You know, excuse me, I shouldn't say the name, but, you know, what is he doing? And next thing I know, the side door of the house, you know, the grandchildren, the two boys, came, you know, screaming and hollering. They bust through the door, yelling and crying. And Kim, my daughter, comes in, and she's crying and yelling. And my son-in-law comes in, and he's yelling and screaming and, you know, get the phone. We need a phone. We need a phone. We need to call 911. And I was like, in the world is going on? Anyway, come to find out, so I went and settled the children upstairs, and you know, gave them TV and tried to calm them down. And went downstairs, and they proceeded to tell me that they were about, you know, 2.5 blocks away when the 7-year-old, they looked back and his seatbelt wasn't, you know, wasn't secured. And so they stopped the car, and my son-in-law was reprimanding him for his seatbelt. And he saw a car coming behind him, but didn't really think much of it. And so he moved to the side so the car could get around him. And what the car did was it pulled around him and then stopped in front of their car. And they, and then my daughter then noticed, because she was looking straight ahead, two black males with face masks jumping out of the car with guns. Mm. They pointed the guns at my daughter and my son-in-law, each side. And my daughter and son-in-law both started screaming, "Please, please, we have children in the car. Please don't hurt our children." And she had a phone in her hand, like just holding it, you know. So I said, "What's that? Give me that." So he took the phone, and she just ignored it all and just got in the back seat and got him out, one out of the seatbelt. Will got my son-in-law got the other one out of the seatbelt, and they just took off running down the street towards St. Charles, trying to get away from them. And my daughter turned back, and when she did, she noticed that they had gotten in the car, and then they jumped out of the car, and then they got back into their car, and they drove off. And that's when they, my daughter and son-in-law, yelled at the children, "Get in the car, get in the car, get in the car." And they threw them back in the car without seatbelts, because we were only 2 blocks away, and hightailed it to the house. But, you know, they were thinking they were going to come get them, or, you know, they just... In that moment, you're so terrified, you know.
Absolutely. Seatbelts would be the least of it at that point. Let me take a break here, Karen, if I can. I want to talk about the effects on your family after that. And I know the kids are having a hard time with this. I can only imagine and what kind of response you got from the police and so forth. We'll pick it up. Karen Sanford, Vice President of the Upper Audubon Security District. If you're a grandparent, you can imagine that happening to your kids and grandkids. If you're a parent, you can imagine that happening to you and your kids. You're just driving there, minding your business, and a car stops in front of you, and two armed people get out wearing masks and order you out of the car. 851 traffic now, WWL. 8:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Karen Sanford, Vice President of the Upper Audubon Security District. Her family... They attempted carjacking with her daughter and son-in-law and three kids in the car, but unfortunately, I guess they couldn't drive a stick shift, or fortunately, either way. Anyway, nobody was hurt. Karen, when you called the police, or they called the police, what happened? What kind of response did you get?
Well, I'm pretty disappointed to say it took them about 20 minutes to get here, which when you're waiting for the... And my fear... was that the criminals were still in the district in my neighborhood, you know,
sure,
and were going to commit other crime. And so I tried, the guard had gone to get something for the vehicle had a problem. So he had gone to Firestone to get something, and I knew that because they had notified me of that. So I immediately got on the internet and tried to write an email because I have access, you know, an email account that I can send email blasts out, you know, to all the neighbors, mm-hmm. and trying to tell them, you know, in other words, just what happened, and please just stay in your house and be observant, you know,
right.
Be on the lookout.
The police did come out 20 minutes later. What happened?
They did. Okay. Well, while they were there speaking with the police, they got the other call for the carjacking on State and Annunciation. So the police had to leave to go to deal with that. They took all the information, and you know, now anyway, we don't really have good information. They've supposedly apprehended four males, black males, but they can't totally connect them. We're trying to get more video coverage to connect them to these specific. They didn't catch him in the act.
To that incident, right. Before we run out of time, I want to talk about your grandkids, because they're having a hard time with this, huh?
Especially the oldest one. He immediately, when he finally got home, they said he immediately went in and they have like this big ceramic pot, and you know, he barricaded the door, and he just said, you know, he didn't want to keep the robbers out. He calls them the robbers. And And the next day he did tell me that he said, KK, I saw them looking through my window last night. I said, no, buddy, the police have them and you're safe now. It's okay. It's okay. But I want to add one other thing, Tommy. I'm kind of one of these people that, you know, this has affected so many families. I'm not speaking just for myself, but this was a tip of the iceberg for me. That, you know, we've all been talking about this escalation of crime and that it's rampant, it's out of control. We don't even feel safe leaving our houses after dark, and now this is during the daylight. So I've decided that we're going to form this coalition.
And tell you what, Karen, you can come back and tell us about it if you would, please, because I'd love to hear about it. Back in a flash, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.